Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome back on the show. I'm Ed Plummets along with Jeff Ward and Kyle Owen. Big headlines of the day. LeBron James, now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. He joins the likes of Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey for the 76ers, who are instant, I believe, this host believes, instant contenders to win the East and the National Football League. Also headlines today, Tony Romo, the former Dallas Cowboy quarterback, now CBS football analyst with Jim Nance, arrested for operating while intoxicated in Milwaukee last night. He makes $18 million a year as Jim Nance's partner in NFL games. This is his first offense. Other headlines, Patrick Mahomes has been cleared to participate in all Kansas City activities. And in golf news, Michael Kim shot a 59 on the PGA Tour in Minneapolis today. He is the leader at the 3M Classic. Also, we have a new superstar budding from the University of Texas, Tommy Morrison, who's made some money. His first two outings on the Korn Ferry Tour is currently in second place in a tournament up in Chicago. So congratulations to Tommy Morrison. Two more rounds of golf to play. So he is having a really, really good run early on the Korn Ferry Tour. Jeff, you have some more tweets, or what would you like to add to this conversation,
my friend? I think we've done enough of the bingo card that
no more bingo cards.
We're not going to Ed's answered that. This is never going to end, and now it's circled back to the University of Texas. There's now 11 athletes, including an offensive lineman at Texas, who are now challenging the NCAA eligibility rules in a lawsuit.
And the Longhorn was at a camp.
Class action lawsuit that alleges, now just listen to the language here, and that alleges the NCAA's new eligibility rules have affected their ability to extend their college careers and the name, image, and likeness benefits attached. The NCAA recently announced an eligibility rule that grants all athletes 5 years to compete.
Correct, 5 years.
If successful, the federal lawsuit could essentially nullify the new eligibility rules for a massive pool of athletes across all sports who would then be allowed to enter the transfer portal and extend their careers.
You lost me about three paragraphs ago.
I did?
Yeah, sort of.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Here's the language. All right? You want to do role-playing here? You'd be the, I don't know what side of this legal argument you want to take, but here's Rob Shelquist, a partner at Quano, Gilbert, Flannery, and LaDuca.
Mm, they're in Philadelphia, aren't they?
That's
Miami or New York?
I don't know. You think they're mobsters?
I would not assert that, even though that last one is Italian. Italian guy.
These athletes aren't asking for special treatment.
Well, yes, they are.
They're asking to not be singled out and excluded from the NCAA's eligibility framework. Plaintiffs are a talented group of NCAA Division I college athletes and students who come to this court as a last resort and as a direct result of the NCAA's unlawful action in implementing new eligibility rules designed to prevent plaintiffs from playing their sports at an NCAA member college. Unless the court grants plaintiffs both immediate and lasting relief, plaintiffs will incur significant harm and monetary damages. Can they not get a job anywhere else?
Not in college football.
But since when? Lawyers help me here.
I don't want to be cruel, but I'm saying Too bad.
Too bad.
Jeff Ward was an All-American at Texas, and you got no NIL money or the ability of the transfer portal. You lost out because you played, you're old.
Right.
You played too early.
But why can't that industry have its own rule? Nobody says, I really am lost on the legal argument that you have a right. They're acting as if you have a right. You don't even get in that school on your own. You don't even belong in that college.
You just can't roll back the clock.
Yeah. This is just seems like an absurd argument to me. I know what they're doing, and I get it.
Guys can't cut it in pro football.
Right. So they want to keep making money.
Yeah.
Got it. Understand. They don't want to lose this job. But can the job not have its own standard?
Which they're trying to establish.
You're saying, I mean, why couldn't I, if I'm the industry of college football and I'm the president's NCAA and everybody, why can't I say to you and your lawyer, listen, your time's up. But if you want to go make $55,000 selling software or $5 million selling pipe,
right?
Just go do it.
Pipe?
I said pipe.
Like an oil field pipe deal, which is very lucrative.
I don't know. I just made it up.
One of your, I guess, no, Steve Massey was before you. Massey made a ton of money selling pipe.
Well, I just made that up.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a great business.
Cut hair. I don't care. Why do I have
hair.
To? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a haircut and a trim with my Mormon barber. Making a lot of money.
Change oil. Code software.
We get it.
Fly
we get
airplane.
It. We get it. We get
okay,
it.
Yeah. Go do something else.
Yeah.
Why do I have to give you a job?
You shouldn't have to give them
this
a job.
This is just nuts to me. Like, when do I get to cut you off? I mean, if you're saying, like this kid, this offensive lineman at Texas, I guess he's included in this group. And I don't know that I fault them for taking him back. You know, look, I mean, you give him free employees, I'll take them.
He's older and he's a veteran. You know, they need older offensive linemen. Yeah.
Is there a line to cut off?
Well, they're trying to do that the 5 years.
That's what I'm saying is, so five is unfair and we're robbing you of a chance to hone your craft. Is 6 years right or seven or eight? Like, when do I get to have a rule on eligibility?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, and Cole Hudson has won the temporary restraining order.
Right. And these people are going to win this. I got to get something. Just saying, I don't understand. I'm all for, I'm an absolute proponent of equal opportunity. But any industry can have its own rules and requirements, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get into that college anyway.
You don't know that. Cole Hudson could have been a brain surgeon.
Most of them couldn't get into these colleges anyway if it wasn't for that athletic department giving them a free ride. Why do I have to keep giving you a free ride?
This guy's a great asset to the football team. He's a veteran player. He was not only at the Cowboys camp, he was at the Browns rookie mini camps.
Okay.
Didn't get signed by any team. And a judge today in Texas granted the request for extraordinary relief, one that is often presented and decided without the defendant having to be heard.
Okay. Why do I have to give him a job when he had another chance at another job?
Because he does not have the other job anymore, and he's looking to retain riches and money from his old job, which would be a college football player.
And I'm obligated to give him that for what reason?
I can't answer that question because I don't think you are.
Right. Like, so if you say it's not fair, he tried to get another job elsewhere and didn't get a job. And so now he wants to come back to, I'm just using him. There's 11 athletes that are suing. But so he gets to come back to Texas so he can go back and get whatever, 200 grand a year, 500 grand, whatever it is. And so you're telling me I can't have a rule?
Yeah. I just don't get it.
Can I not have a rule ever? Like, what's the difference between this guy going to try out for the Browns, not making it, coming back? Can he do that for the next 6 years?
I can't answer that question. Apparently, they found a friendly judge in this situation. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. We act as if this is like some sort of civil rights issue. It's a job of which you only qualified for most of you, because they gave you a deal.
And your time is over.
Your time is over.
You know, it's over. It's over.
So what is, I'm asking the audience now, legally, what? So if you agree with this, when can I tell you that's enough? Ever? Are you obligated to keep getting this payment from some sugar daddy? So let's say, I'm not going to say this guy's a good player or bad player, but let's just say he's useful this year to Texas, but he hurts his knee.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to pay him next year, too?
What's your obligation?
Like, yeah. What if I decide he's not very good? What do I do? Do I don't get to cut him? Do I have to keep him on the roster now? What if you're 27 and then you're not in great shape anymore? Do I still have to keep you around?
It seems awfully weird. It does. And it
they're contractors.
There has to be rules. There have to be hard and fast rules. And I think that's what the NCAA is trying to do with the 5 years. Boom. That's it.
I hire you to, let's see, what are you going to do? What can you do? Like, what kind of craft can you do? Can you, oh boy. Can you, a bricklayer?
I could probably be a bricklayer. I've never laid any bricks before.
Finish a deck? Can you do that?
Oh no, I'm not a deck guy.
I wouldn't hire you for jack, but let's pretend. Okay, so you're a contractor. And I say,
I'm a golf instructor.
Okay.
I'm a golf instructor.
Clements, I'm hiring you to teach my kid to play golf for the next 3 months.
Okay.
3 months is up. Thanks. Well, no, I need to keep going. Well, no. I'm done. I'm done. We got out of it what we wanted. Now you need me for more. Well, no. You're going to sue me so I have to keep paying you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
But in the case of Cole Hudson, I think the coaches and the university
would
welcome him back.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
And
but
then
please don't complain about whether you're Steve Sarkisian or any other coach about all these rules when you're just blowing right through them.
Okay, what's the difference in Cole Hudson wanting to come back? Well, I know the difference. I'm answering my own question. And Trinidad Chambliss. Chambliss has never been to a camp, an NFL camp, but he has got he's got 7 years. It's absurd.
Right. So what if
absurdity?
Agreed. So what if Trinidad Chambliss, it's not an exact comparison, but I like it, and he tries to go, he doesn't get drafted.
Tries out with the Rams, he tries out with the Cardinals.
And he says, you know what, I need to go back and play in college, because that's where I can make some money.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go and transfer to Texas State. And Texas State wants him, of course. But somebody says, well, wait a minute, guys. We had a rule about 5 years. Well, too damn bad. Bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if the other schools say, well, what are you guys doing? We had a rule. They complain about their environment, and yet they do stuff like this.
Yeah.
One, don't take him back, but you're going to say you're going to get sued for it. And then the second part of it is, why can you sue to get that job back? I don't get this. Yeah. I don't understand the broad argument where it says they're a talented group who come to this court as a last resort as a direct result of the unlawful action in implementing an eligibility rule. Hmm. What rules can I have? It says, court grants plaintiffs both immediate and lasting relief. Plaintiffs will incur significant harm and monetary damages. What do you mean monetary damages? You're not out anything. Mm. You're not owed a job, are you?
No.
That's like saying they didn't give me the job, so you owe me the money.
But it's so weird because he left school, went to NFL camps, got paid for going to said NFL camps. Mm-hmm. In the old days, you'd say, ha-ha, you're no longer an amateur, you were paid, but that's all blown up because everybody gets paid. So I will say that it's very creative of Cole Hudson to try to do this, to try to get
back.
Well,
there's 11 of them that have a class action lawsuit. It says, listen to this. Now, somebody argue this. Go ahead. I'm kind of curious. Plaintiffs will forever lose the opportunity to complete their collegiate careers alongside their teammates who will benefit from the rule change as well as significant name, image, and likeness compensation.
Hmm.
Are any of these 11 doing ads?
course not.
Any of them?
Of course not.
How many ads have you seen this offensive lineman in?
Cole Hudson?
Yeah.
None.
Okay.
And I've
what
not
is
seen
his
any
job?
Offensive lineman in any.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what is his job? He's getting paid for what? He's losing name, image, and likeness. What is his name, image, and likeness?
Well, he's not getting the opportunity.
He had it.
He's looking to get it back, whatever he has.
No, he's making me give it back to him.
Mm-hmm. They did this with, remember, the Arkansas basketball player, Calipari, got a guy back from the D-League or something, and that lasted about one game. And they said, no, you can't do that. This guy.
But to your point, imagine the outrage if Trinidad Chambliss got a seventh, eighth year.
It's not fair. Yeah.
I just want someone to say, why can't that industry have any rules?
I have no answer for you. Very upset about this.
Well, I'm...
Are you reflecting league, back in your time at Texas when paid in hooch and rent cars and booty, you know?
What was that again?
You got paid in rent car and booty. And
I didn't get paid. You know, I had some effort.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. No, because I knew the rules. Everyone knows the rules.
Don't go that on me. Yeah. As he smiles, we all knew the rules. Well, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Okay, but you did. If you break the rules, you know. But
which would have been
devastating. It wasn't against. I didn't have a lawyer to say this is. You owe me a job. That's what I'm continually frustrated by this broad legal argument that they're suffering some sort of monetary harm.
Well, the monetary harm is Cole is not good enough to be an NFL player.
But that's...
Timing, sorry.
I mean, can you get... Can I sue you to get into medical school?
No.
Yep. And I know it's silly to compare the two, but like, at what point do you get to say, hey, kid, we got age and eligibility standard. That's the way it works, man. Yeah. You're a contractor. You're not an employee either, by the way, which is weird to me, why these contractors keep getting these jobs back. And it's on these freaking schools. Just remember this. The next time you're complaining about lack of rules, this is why you don't have rules.
Mm-hmm.
You blow through them. Why doesn't Texas or anybody else say, you know what?
Love you, Cole, but we're not going to do that.
We made a rule. We got to live by this, man.
Right.
Good luck.
But it's such a dog-eat-dog world. All schools are looking for any advantage.
I know.
I think most schools say, Trinidad, you played there at Ferris State. You played junior college. You played a lot. Man. Had a great season last year, but the time is for you to go, which Trinidad Chambliss could go get an NFL contract. Don't know if he would be a starter, but he would get some money by being in the NFL.
So with this, do you think Diego Pavia tries to make a case to come back to college football?
Excellent point, Kyle.
Why is Kyle having to make all the good points?
Excellent.
Why is he the only one thinking?
Because my head's about to explode.
We need this wand, see? Why not? How's he different than this offensive lineman from Texas?
He's not. He's not different from Trinidad Chambliss either.
No.
He went to a camp. He went to the Ravens camp. He got waived this week, yesterday. Yeah. I want to come back.
Yeah.
Clark Lee, the head coach of Vandy, would probably come on.
Take him back in a heartbeat. Come on. Someone else would.
Yeah.
And they have to take him back now, according to this.
Okay. Oh, you know, on my mind.
Where are you going?
Raider power.
They'll do it.
Cody.
You know they'll do it.
We want to give this Diego Pavia, we want to give him a break. He's a nice young man who needs a place. He needs some money.
That's right.
And if Trinidad Chambliss can play for Ole Miss, Diego Pavia can don the red and black for Reckham Seckham, Texas. I'm Cody Campbell, personal friend of great leader.
Yeah. And he's had some anger issues and needs some therapy.
He needs.
And they got this great therapy program in Lubbock.
And get his mom in there and get his brother
in
there, too.
Absolutely. The whole family can do the anger management program.
Can you imagine to get the president there and the chancellor? We want to help this young man. We will monitor his anger while he throws touchdown passes against Abilene Christian and possibly the Houston Cougars in week number 3.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well played by Kyle. I mean, the sentence... Plaintiffs will forever lose the opportunity. Yes. Sometimes you lose opportunities.
Sometimes you age out.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back and be a Boy Scout, but I aged out.
I'd be sitting around reading library books all day, every day.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I just read books. I tell you, I go to law school just to go. You guys have to keep taking me?
Mm-hmm.
No, young man, old man, you're done.
Can't you, as a former scholarship athlete, UT, say, hey, I want to get back. I want to go to law school. Can you pay for it? Can I get a deal?
Right. NIL.
NIL. Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah.
But it's their own fault to a degree because
they're not adhering.
Yeah.
I think the prudent thing to do for Steve or Chris Del Conte and say, hey, Cole, you went and you were at pro camps and we have rules, we gotta adhere by the rules.
Right. Just the other day,
get 2 tickets to the Texas State game. Have at it.
Just the other day, he was ranting, and I agreed with him about there's no consequences. Well, yeah, there's no consequences. There's none. I mean, there's no hint of a consequence.
Yeah, nothing.
And then people blame the NCAA. What have they done wrong? They tried to have a rule that everyone agreed with.
The 5-year?
Yeah. And then what are we, a month later?
Well, this is in the Rafael Cruz's bill, too, which is not going to be voted on till sometime in the fall. So that's in his bill, too. And what happens to Cole then and these guys?
Right.
What happens to Trinidad and these guys? Is he grandfathered?
The Diego Pavia. Kyle wins the day.
Oh, Kyle, hit the button. Hit the bing, 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 bing.
I mean, you ought to get him a bottle of wine.
I'd like to give you a bottle of wine for that insight.
Why can't he?
I know. Why can't Diego Pavia call Clark Lee Advantage that I want to come back?
Call Texas Tech.
They'll pay
him better.
You think?
Yeah. Pay him up front.
Yeah.
All cash.
Yeah.
Give me a hotel in Lubbock. Give me a hotel.
I don't know of any hotels in Lubbock.
All right, it'd be in the room. In the room.
Will, we know you said you are a guy, but...
Yeah, Will.
Here we go.
Yeah.
How's the leg, Will?
Not so good. Struggling a little bit.
Well, let's hold off for another year, Will.
You know, you got a red shirt.
Yeah.
We'll pay you two to go away.
But we love you. Yeah. We love you. All right, we got to take a break. After this break, more on the Friday edition here. 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, we're back on the show on this Friday afternoon. Well, I just want to commend the guys on the morning show and Trey Elling doing a great job on the coverage of the SEC. That was really good. Trey had some great interviews. So did Aaron and Jack. Enjoyed that. That was excellent work, fellas. Headlines of the day, LeBron James surprised, I think, just about everyone, Jeff. As he decided he's going to play for the Philadelphia 76ers, a 2-year, $8 million deal. It's going to be an interesting team, and I think LeBron picked a place where I think they are instant contenders in the East. Jaylen Brown, who was traded from the Celtics to the 76ers. Jaylen Brown, excellent player. Joel Embiid, who's sort of a spacey guy. When he's good, but when he's hurt, and sometimes he disappears. If he stays healthy during a playoff run, big. And then Tyrese Maxey, a wonderful speedy guard. And then LeBron, who I heard this today, he played all five positions games for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah,
he played center in a few games.
And they're missing their best two players, and they had a nice little run.
So LeBron back in the East. I know the people of Cleveland are very disappointed. They thought he was going to go home. I'm disappointed he wasn't going to go to the Golden State Warriors, but saying that, that would have been an uphill battle to get an NBA championship when you have to face the likes of Oklahoma City and Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs on a regular basis. So I think he's got a better shot at the East because Boston's going to be down. Miami's going to be interesting with Giannis. The Knicks are going to be have their puffy chests because they won the NBA title, but it's going to be interesting. And basketball is better. Let me say this. You won't hear this anywhere else.
This is going to be a hot take.
Basketball is better with LeBron in the game.
Wow.
Yes.
What are you going to say next? Better with Metal Ark Lemon in the game, too?
Metal Ark Lemon, one of my favorite players of all time. And Kyle, you knew who Metal Ark Lemon was?
Nope. Absolutely not.
You don't know who Metal Ark Lemon was?
Yeah.
Kyle, did you ever see the greatness of the Harlem Globetrotters?
They are still around.
Yeah. Yes.
They are.
Have you seen them before?
No, I have not.
I saw Metal Ark Lemon when I was 6 years old at the Brownwood Coliseum.
Wow.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
What a big gig for them.
It was huge. Sellout, 5,000 folks.
Is there a market for the Vince Young documentary?
Yeah, I do.
Netflix is, what is the title of this? I'm looking for the title. Netflix, Vince Young will be the topic of a new Netflix documentary. Untold is a sports documentary series on Netflix. It includes the death and life of Lamar Odom and Wild Country, the battered bastards of baseball, and the testimony of Vince Young, directed by John Henyon. It says Texas.
Lamar Odom's alive. He's not dead.
I know.
Dead.
I'm just giving you the titles.
It says, oh, they're talking about the night he had the Red Bull and the Viagra. Yeah.
After delivering one of the greatest performances in Rose Bowl history, Texas Longhorns legend Vince Young was the NFL's next big thing, and for a while he was. But a career riddled by injuries, conflict, and sudden loss tells a far more complicated story than the highlight reel ever shows.
I think it's going to be interesting because I think we all know that, you know, he left after the national championship game and he got drafted by the Tennessee Titans. And when the head coach, Jeff Fisher, didn't want him, we don't want him, but the Adams family did.
Did want him.
They wanted him, but Jeff Fisher did not, the
correct
head coach. And Steve McNair died, his mentor.
Do you know
in Tennessee.
Who Tennessee replaced Vince Young with?
Jeff, I can't answer that question.
Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins, okay.
Yeah.
What does it have to do with really anything?
I just was dropping a piece of trivia in there. I don't really know. Apparently it wasn't all that interesting.
I think it's an interesting story because he left and he was so good. I remember the boys and I went down. The last NFL game I saw live was the end of his rookie year.
He set a rookie record for rushing yards with 552.
When he won, he beat the Texans.
He was offensive rookie of the year. He was benched by Steve Fisher at the start of the preseason the next year.
Jeff Fisher. Steve Fisher was a coach of Michigan.
I'm sorry,
basketball.
Jeff Fisher. He left the team hotel one night, was suspended. Young passed for 2,459 yards with 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
There was always the stories about the cheesesteak factory in Nashville, where he would go and get food.
Well, I think the bigger story is you can't throw 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions.
I know, but he spiraled out of control. He was trading footballs for cheesesteak or food or something or chicken wings.
I mean, you talk about it falling apart in a hurry. Listen to this stat line. 9 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, 395 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns.
How did that happen? We just found out. We like to see, was he found out by the... I think he was found out.
I did, too.
Yeah.
He also... The story says, I didn't know, I'd forgotten about this. He claimed that he hurt his knee. I don't know all that, but I know the NFL. You don't run by those guys very long. It just doesn't, and I think Jeff Fisher knew that.
He came back to Austin here.
Yep.
And was hired by the University of Texas.
Lost his job.
He got in legal trouble, got in some trouble, and lost his job. Lost apparently the majority of his money. And now it's sort of changed. They welcomed him back. He's making I think the $100,000 at least or more. I think that's what Earl makes. And now he's sort of had a resurgence with the podcast he does with Bob Ballew and Mac. So but
it says here in the 2009 season, Fisher announced Collins would remain the Titans quarterback. Adams implored Fisher to start Young, and Fisher reluctantly agreed. Mm-hmm. Longtime mentor Steve McNair was shot and killed on July 4 of 2009 by a 20-year-old woman who also killed herself. Young tore a flexor tendon in his right thumb after starting the season 4-5. Fisher kept him on the sidelines. I didn't realize how many places he played.
He went to Philadelphia for a while, went to Green Bay.
He was signed by the Bills, but cut before the season began. He was signed by the Packers and was cut 25 days later. He signed with the Cleveland Browns and was cut 11 days later. He then signed with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and was cut by them.
Mm.
Oof.
He's 43 years old now, only 2 years older than LeBron.
Wow.
But I think you're delving into the football aspect. I think the more interesting to me is really what happened behind the scenes. How could this guy, who had a brilliant career at Houston Madison, recruited by Mac, struggled at Texas for a couple of years, and Mac let Vince be Vince and had the meteoric national championship year, the greatest, I think the greatest Longhorn team of all time, that beat USC, and then all it suddenly just went awry.
But,
went askew.
Yeah, but it's because you can be a star in college, and the NFL is a completely different game that you just in quarterback in the NFL is even more different. And as great as he was, he spent all $34 million.
Yeah, all $34 million. It's incredible. And the thing is, when he signed his contract, I understand, and this will maybe bring clarity into this documentary, I'd always heard he'd hired an uncle and his relatives.
Well,
and
he's
they
suing. Part
him.
Of the documentary says that he sued some people for misappropriating money. Like all documentaries, he's got a rough part to the story. But I know most people are going to laugh it off. I have empathy because I've seen this happen to guys. I played with guys that this happened to. And there is college programs, factories like Texas try to do a good job of teaching you. But I'm going to try to say this as a bleeding heart where a lot of these guys were my teammates. Not him, but I had teammates just as famous, just as great. And you think to yourself, how could you blow that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they are completely unprepared for that life.
Right.
Most of whom have an education that would make you sad. They have hangers-on. They have people all around them. Everyone, as my speech to a group of players once said, everyone is lying to you. Mm. Everyone lies to you.
And then
you don't
your relatives
have,
too.
Yeah, and you don't have, and I know people are going, how does someone blow $34 million? I tell you how, because everyone around you takes it.
$35 million.
35.
Yeah, 35.
And what I'm saying is, you don't have an educational background, a business background. Look, any one of us at 22, if somebody gave you $35 million, you'd probably be pretty stupid. Right? Pretty stupid. Imagine 15 people who you think have your best interest in mind. They're friends. You don't know. And you think you're going to be an NFL star. Every guy, mostly coming out of high school, but certainly when you are drafted high, you think you're going to be a star. You do not realize how different it is. In high school, your whole life, this guy was arguably one of the best football players ever in the city of Houston.
Houston Madison.
I mean, he's a
great
legend.
Quarterback, yeah. Yeah.
His whole life, he's been the best. You show up in college, you are, people consider the great, I don't, but he's up in the top five for sure, greatest players of all time. You lead a team to a championship almost on your back. You're drafted third, I think.
I don't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah.
How can it go wrong? And I tell you, it can go wrong. It ends up where your game doesn't translate.
And it ended up he was on the wrong damn team because the head coach didn't like him. Didn't want him, didn't nurture develop him.
In fairness to Jeff Fisher, I think Jeff Fisher knew that wasn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been a team or a coach where you could get away with playing like that, but sometimes it doesn't. And so you've got a young person who all of a sudden is at 23 and it's all coming apart, and everyone around them has been, all you've ever heard is you're the greatest. You're going to be great. You're going to be great. You're going to be rich. You're going to be rich. We got you. We got you. We got you. And these young guys have not lived life at all. They do not belong on a college campus. They are completely ill-prepared. And no amount of lecturing them is going to get them ready when the people in your life, everyone has been lying to you.
People you trust.
When you're recruited, yeah. You are lied to all the time. You're the greatest ever. And so from 12 to 22, all you've heard is it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the NFL and no one cares.
And you have this big lump of money in front of you, and you've got everybody in your family
and all of a sudden
in your
that
circle
pass,
who wants money.
All of a sudden that pass you could throw for 25 yards in college gets picked off. All of a sudden you could run by everybody in college, and all of a sudden they're all running you down. And it like hits you like a ton of bricks. Because you've lived your whole life dominating the game, and you get to that level, if you don't know how to play the right way, they'll beat you up.
According to AI, Vince Young has an estimated net worth now of roughly $500,000 to $1.5 million.
Good for him. Bouncing back.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
But it's a far cry from the $35 million. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not totally excusing him. I hear this from people all the time. You know, his story is dramatic because he was a megastar, but it's easy to say, it's easy to judge. Here you are, a 50-year-old saying, man, if I had $35 million, I would turn it into $70 million. Yeah, if you were 21 and you had no education whatsoever, and you've probably never lived a life when everyone around you panders to you and coddles you and tells you you're the greatest, and then those same people turn around and start siphoning off that money.
Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, you have older mentors who have your best interest, who are not going to screw you by taking the money. They will help you and guide you through your investments, your 10-year plan, your 20-year plan.
Right, but even, and I know some of his story, but even in his case, he probably believed those people. They probably did screw him over. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know. I mean, most of us at 22, if somebody said, hey, I'm so-and-so investment advisor, I got your back, kid, you'd probably believe him. I mean, you're great. You've been told you're great. You're rich. They're going to keep you rich. You'd believe them. You don't have enough wherewithal to say no or to figure it out, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, I can almost hear the reaction, because I play with guys like, kind of like, not to, quite to his level, but plenty of others, that I don't care how much money you threw in front of his face. He doesn't know what's going on. And everyone around him is a liar. It's just, it's unbelievable how many people are lying. The best thing you could tell a young star is, don't believe anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to screw you over, man. Don't believe them. And this guy, think about what a big deal he's been his whole life.
So this, the bottom line, it's just going to be a good documentary, I would expect. Yeah, if he can be open, if the people in his life would be open, yeah. But I think it helps him immensely that he's with Mac and Bob Ballew on the podcast, The Stampede, because he's got credibility. He's exposed. You know,
he's humbled.
That's Sarkisian on this week, and they've had Leinart. They've had the best of the best, and it portrays Vince in a very good light, which I think a lot of people who loved his career want to get back in that Vince's life. You know, you look at Earl. Earl has made great investments. He's done well, and he did not have the problems that Vince did.
Right.
But because later in life, Earl would still take guidance from Coach Roll and others. He would lean on Coach Roll and others.
He had people that didn't lie to him.
Right. He had people that did not lie to him.
It's just, the recruiting process is, you're told you're great so often, every minute of every day, you're reminded how great you are, how things are going to work out. And they really don't. And this guy now has perspective, and he's humbled.
Yeah. We got to take a break, Jeff. We're going to take a break more.
You think it does well?
I think it will be really, really good, because I think there are questions I still have about what the hell happened to the Cheesecake Factory.
What do you keep saying, the Cheesecake Factory?
Because he would go to the Cheesecake Factory in Nashville and have these enormous tips, or we would trade footballs for cheesesteak. It was just...
I didn't realize.
It was almost childlike stuff. It was like he had no money. He was trading, hey, I'll sign a couple of footballs and give me some ordered cheese, you know.
The football part of it, and again, I know people don't understand this, how different the NFL game is and how it can just eat you up in no time. I didn't realize how quickly it just spit him back out. Within two years, he was pretty much toast.
Okay, back on 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, back on the show tomorrow. We'll have the Sports Saturday on our sister station, KLBJ. 5 to 7 from Dirty Martin's Place. Come down and see us. Enjoy the show. Dirty Martin's tomorrow. Jeff has a look at the SEC preseason poll. We've talked about it. Georgia 1, Texas 2, Ole Miss 3, the Aggies 4, LSU 5, Bama 6, and Oklahoma 7. And then those are, I would say they're the elite. I put Oklahoma in there. That's 7 elite teams in the SEC next year. Then you got the Tennessees and the Floridas and the others. But I just wonder, I thought about this last night, my friend. Who will be the odd teams out? Texas was the odd team out last year. I think the SEC will get 4 spots in the playoff. But who's going to be the odd teams out? Will it be, you know, it could be. I think Georgia's, they're destined. Texas should be in there. Ole Miss.
You talking about the tournament teams?
I'm talking about the, tournament team, the 12, final 12. Who's going to be
from
odd man
SEC.
Out? From the SEC. Will LSU be out? Will Bama not
will
make
the Aggies
it?
Will OU?
Will Aggies? Yeah. It's going to be an intriguing year.
We're at a bet right now?
What is the bet?
All right. You take 4, I'll take 4 now.
Okay.
All right. I'll go. You have to pick them different.
Oh, what? Okay. I pick them all. Can I get first pick?
No. Okay. I'll go Georgia, Texas, LSU, A&M.
I think that's easy. I'm picking Georgia, Texas.
That was
okay,
easy.
Okay, I'm not picking Ole Miss. I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
Yes, you did.
No,
I thought
didn't.
You did.
No.
Who are your picks? You picked Texas and Georgia.
LSU and A&M.
LSU and A&M. Thank you, Kyle. That's short term.
That's why you need some wine, man.
Short term.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm not sure Ole Miss.
I think Alabama's out.
Alabama doesn't have a quarterback, doesn't have established quarterback. I would say Texas, Georgia, like Aggies and LSU. I think you've got Oklahoma's got to be under consideration.
I'm not sure the league doesn't get in 5.
Hmm.
I'm not. I would almost bet on that, is they get 5. I think the better question is the 4 isn't tough. Who would be a 5th?
Mm-hmm. It would have to be in Oklahoma.
I think it's unless John Mateer's awful.
He's not. I don't think he can be more awful than he was at times last year.
So they can kick and play defense. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect out of Alabama. So
I know they're really under the radar.
They in Oklahoma, I think, are that 4 or 5 spot.
I think Oklahoma's better than Alabama right now.
I think you're probably right.
But I'm intrigued. You didn't put my main man from Kentucky, Will Stein.
I didn't. I know they're going to win because of him, but I'm thinking they might win 3 games.
You're going to win because of me.
Yeah, they're going to win 2 or 3 because of him.
Yeah.
If they didn't have him, they'd win 2.
Yeah.
That's how great he is. Who is, pick a real dark horse. Go.
A real dark horse?
Yep.
Oklahoma.
Well, that's not very dark.
Well, okay. I'll take
Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is really.
Yeah.
That's borderline jackassery.
Yeah, I kind of accept that.
Well, if I had to complete.
If I have to pick someone that's not even going to be mentioned at all ever.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Maybe more logical than Florida, but okay.
Love the Tennessee coach.
I think the league might get five in. So
I think they will get five in, too.
But I thought that it was going to happen a year ago until Texas lost to Florida. So
I was talking with one of my boys today. It's interesting because at the schedule, that Ohio State game is going to be really, really great. With our Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, Ryan Day with his fake black hair pacing the sidelines. He's going to be so hot, that hair is going to be like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah. No, he's going to start dripping.
It'll be dripping down his face.
His face will melt.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a hot take. I said this to Cedric earlier. One of the buyer sells was, does the SEC win a national championship this year? And I said, I'll take it further. I think the Big Ten might get left out of the championship game this year, and it might be Notre Dame playing an SEC team for the national championship.
Because SEC's not going to, Notre Dame's not going to be challenged.
Right.
And I don't know. I think you're discounting. Julian saying in Ohio State.
I am. I'm admitting that.
Michigan is too young. Indiana is question mark. I like Josh Hoover. But
right. Agreed.
Can he make that transition?
Agreed.
Oregon, they always tease
I don't trust them.
No.
They're kind of like Texas. You're really good talent. You're almost there, but where is it?
Are you thinking Lincoln Riley? Lincoln Riley.
No, I'm not thinking that.
Okay.
I'm thinking the Big Ten might get left out this year just by law of averages. I'm not convinced on this Ohio State thing yet. I'm not. I know you are. I'm not a Julian Sayan buyer. They lost too much. I know they got a ton of talent. I know they got NFL coaches. I almost feel like, could be way off here. I almost feel like Texas, Ohio State are flipped from where they were a year ago. That Ohio, we might be thinking Ohio State's better than they really are.
I don't think so, because Saiyan is a veteran quarterback. They've got veteran wide receivers. They got one. They got guys all over the place. They got young receivers. They got a young receiver. Texas has a better receiver.
Texas has more. Yeah. Well, I think as of right now, Texas has more first rounders than Ohio State does.
But the bugaboo is, and we will not know until they line up on the afternoon or the evening of September 12th, when Texas tries to run off tackle.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be, wow, look at this, or, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Uh-oh.
What did I say? The nerdy football talk yesterday. If you can run a little bit, you can then run play action. Otherwise, when you can't run play action, you're playing good competition, you're running for your life. Now, he's fat. Arch Manning's faster than most people, but this is one of the few teams on your schedule that can run you down.
Jeff, it's the WNBA All-Star Weekend, man. I know you're going to be at the edge of your seat to see Caitlin and the girls.
Name someone who's an All-Star player that's not named Caitlin Clark. Go ahead.
Angel Reese.
Oh, okay.
That hot, tall blonde for Indiana, too, that points at people. What's her name, Kyle?
Hot, tall blonde.
What's her name?
Sophie Cunningham.
Sophie.
I know.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
See?
This guy acts like he doesn't give a rip about women's sports. He probably has a Sophie Cunningham calendar at his house.
Screensaver.
Yeah. Pointing everything.
How tall is she? About 6'2 or something?
Yeah.
Doesn't she show up to the games in miniskirts? I mean, it's like a...
Jeff, she's...
I find that very degrading.
Fashion.
I find that... The feminist in me has a problem with that whole walk-up, I'm trying to look sexy thing. I don't like that. If you're going to work, you're going to work.
You want them barefoot and pregnant? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say anything like that. I did not. What I'm saying is, why do you have to get all dressed like you're going to a nightclub to walk up to get on camera? It bothers me.
Well, do you have that same feeling about the NFL stars who... She's 6'1".
Okay.
Out of your demographic there.
Yeah, very much so.
Fun to watch play, I'll tell you that
much. Is she? You've not watched a single game. Bull.
You're right, I haven't watched a single game.
Exactly.
Watch highlights.
I'm not even sure how I knew it so fast, but I've not watched a single
game. I just watch her highlights getting in fights with all the girls.
Is that right?
They point. Oh, yeah. Fighting. Push and shove and point. Yeah. They got to do something. See, I'm with August Pfluger, congressman from West Texas. WNBA must take care of Caitlin.
Wait.
Protect her.
I do know this. She's at the brink of getting suspended herself for technical fouls.
Yeah, she likes
We got some knuckleheaded legislator who wants to have the federal government investigate people fouling her when she's the one who is at one technical foul away from getting suspended.
Well, because she's reacting to those mean girls.
What do you mean by mean black girls?
I don't know. I just mean girls.
I see. Huh. And what does Caitlin Clark have to do with West Texas?
Nothing.
Do we know of the federal government protecting any other athlete on the field or court?
They got Brittany Griner out of Ruski. They got her out of Russia. Protected her.
She was in prison.
Well, they got her out.
That's not on the court.
They got her out. She was in a court in Russia. See, I tied that
together. Was a good move to get her out. That was really bad. That's really, really bad. Is there a movie or a book about her story?
We got to go, Jeff. It's 5:58. I'm sorry, Kyle. Who's on Trey Elling tonight?
Oh, my gosh. Tonight is, what did I say today? It was Lee Leffingwell?
Last night.
Has he been on yet?
Yeah, Lee was on last night.
Frank Cooksey is on tonight with Trey Elling.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.